And we are joined in studio this morning by 2SER's most wonderful archivist. Her name is Dr. Liz Giuffre. Liz, good morning.
Hey, Jess. How are you doing?
I am very well. Now, we should mention that Liz is here with the help and support of the Australian Centre for Public History, who we love, we adore.
We love.
And Liz is here because every week this year here on the show and on the station, we are going through the incredible archives that 2SER has amounted over the last 40 years because mm-hmm. It's been a wild 40 years.
Yeah, to say that if the boxes are anything to go by.
Oh, my Lord. So Liz brings in something new for us to explore and examine and deep dive into each week. And this week, you've got something that I didn't expect to find in the 2SER boxes. Because when I peek in, I see a lot of paper.
A lot of paper.
I see a lot of photos.
Yep.
I see some old recording reels.
Yep.
But you've got T-shirts today.
I do. It's Merchland, baby. We're in Merchland.
I love it. All right. Yeah. So take us through Merchland. Tell me about Merchland.
So I've got three T-shirts
yep.
of different designs. Again, no detail on them in terms of where they're from, how they're from. There's a couple of labels if they've been worn or not.
This is a theme with yeah. the 2SER archive.
Yeah. Oh, well, one we know is not, one's still in its packet.
Yes.
There you go, listener. You can hear it in its packet.
So this
2SER, it says size 14S. I don't know what that means. I mean, does that mean that I'm really a 16 and I don't want to admit to it? I don't know. And you don't know me. But
this is radio. We are all a size 8.
Yeah. Well, we are whatever we want to be.
Exactly. But this person was a 14S.
A 14S, although it's still in its packet, so maybe they weren't.
It never
maybe
had.
There was never a 14S that lived at 2SER. If you are a 14S, maybe this can be you. So it's got like a music note, the double music note. Don't yeah. tell anybody that I can't remember what that's called right now.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I have, yeah. So it's the double music note with a gentleman and a lady styled 2SER. Looks lovely.
It's cute. It's yeah. like a blue, the note's blue.
Yeah, with like an orangey browny background. I'm yeah. not really sure. Were they ever our colours? I don't know. But we can put a picture up so you can see it. You can hear it.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of these.
Okay.
And as well as this design, we've got very, like, the whole box of T-shirts. Some wow. of them are signed, some of them aren't too. So I've just bought the,
okay.
Yeah, I'll bring it, oh, once we get signed, man.
Wow. So this is the introduction ones. To the 2SER merch world, we're going to call
yes.
this thing. Because these are the unsigned kind of, obviously kept maybe for posterity.
I don't know. Or maybe, like I say, maybe there just was nobody who was size 14S.
Yeah.
And so they're while they're the ones that are kept. And can I say, as a merch person, they're all white.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what are we doing? We've got to have black T-shirts, don't
right.
we?
So
right. apart from the fact that white is very unforgiving, black says music. So yeah. maybe this is what we need to know for the 40th.
Okay, what colour T-shirts?
What colour T-shirts? My vote's for black.
Okay,
but anyway,
do you know what? I'm going to vote black too because I wear a lot of black.
Yeah.
Also, I think a huge reason why they should be black can be seen on one of those shirts.
Yes, so that's true. Lovely, lovely lead-in. One of the T-shirts is, it's got a beautiful stain on it. So one of the other ones, now this says it's a size, it's an S, but that's actually quite a generous
S. That's the biggest S I've ever seen.
I know, this
seen.
Is the kind of S I want to be.
Yeah.
And it's got a really lovely cartoon on it. Yeah. Maybe, remember how we talked a couple of weeks ago about looking for missing cartoonists?
Yes.
We don't know who did this logo.
It looks kind of same style.
It does. It looks like it's like a Barocca style 2SER tablet.
Yeah.
And then a glass with water and the 2SER Barocca fizzing effervescence. So it's giving you your
life.
Kind of life or your yeah. boost or whatever it is you need. So this one's glorious with a couple of mystery stains underneath it.
I love the idea. In my mind, the idea is everyone had a T-shirt on. They were having a great time. Merch was aplenty. And then someone went, oh, no. We need to keep one. Take it off.
Yeah.
Oh, I spilled tomato sauce down the front. That's fine.
No, I know. And what's interesting, though, now you made me think about it, if your theory is true, there's no pit stains. Sorry to get a bit kind of, you know.
So maybe someone spilled a Diet Coke or something.
Maybe.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting insight into my life. I love folding clothes.
Do you?
I love folding clothes.
I'm going to hand these over to you right now.
These are terribly folded.
Yeah.
The one in the plastic is lovely, but these are all crinkled and crunched. So I think they've been sitting in a box for a while.
Yeah. Having said that, though, maybe this is part of what we – and when we talk kind of archive and what we want to learn and stuff, who may have scrunched it? Who knows?
Did you scrunch our T-shirts?
whose hands were scrunching.
Yeah, why didn't you fold them and put them nicely back in the box?
That's true.
So we've got one last t-shirt here this
morning. So that one's a small. That's the Alka-Seltzery Barockery.
The largest small that's ever existed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the 14S still in the packet.
Yeah.
The other one we've got looks like a more contemporary logo to SCR 107.3 FM Brainwaves.
Brainwaves.
Yeah, that's got like a it's meant to be looking like the wave or the radio wave, the kind of wavy line with the red down the middle to maybe be like the...
I'm feeling this is like a circa 2004-ish, like those mid-2000s.
It looks like we're trying to be respectable.
Yeah.
The others are a bit kind of...
Still in music, white though.
It is. Maybe that was just the cheapest stock. I don't know. I don't want to accidentally on purpose say that maybe we had to do these on the cheap, but you know, community radio, no budget. So this one really does look like we're trying to be a bit more respectable. And that's fine. We're using our brains. That's good.
Yeah.
But
it's a bit more academic almost, doesn't it? Because these other two with the cartoony kind of fun faces.
That's true.
And then you've got 2SCRFM Brainwaves.
This is our education radio.
I mean, you've
that's
got like
education t-shirt.
Four fonts on that t-shirt as well.
Oh, yeah. So,
which, you know, there's a lot.
Yeah, that's before we did design. So this one's here too. Like I say, we don't know. We're completely and utterly guesstimating, and I'm folding this terribly, and Jess is having a little twitch while I do
little
it.
Little one.
Oh, this one's got a bit of a thread hanging off it.
There we go. See? So what we're going to do, ladies and gents, is we're going to pop photos of these online with our podcast page, 2scr.com/40th birthday.
Yep.
I'll pop the links up there as well. We're going to pop it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you wore one of these shirts, let us know.
Yeah.
When did you wear them? What did you do in them?
I want a picture.
If you have a picture of yourself in one of these
shirts.
Or
somebody else you know and love or want to embarrass, any of those things are good.
Do you have one of these still in your cupboard?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a chronic t-shirt keeper.
Oh, are you?
I'm a hoarder to the nth degree, but I also like to fold everything nicely.
My darling's the same. He's got like big day out t-shirts that are falling apart.
Yeah, I love that. So I want to see these are quite lovely examples of what these would have been.
Yeah.
I want to see your old ratty ones.
Yeah, we could do that. And like I say, there is a box, so we do have some excess stock. I don't know if maybe we could.
Yeah. Well, do you know, in the office that I sit in here in the 2SCR building here in Ultimo, we have a cupboard. I call it the creepy murder cupboard. Because it looks like what it's kind of for.
Yeah.
It is full of about 300 2SCR t-shirts.
Whoa.
Of various designs and eras and craziness. So do you want to buy a 2SCR t-shirt?
Yeah. Model
Let
one.
Let us know.
Do a thing, you know.
These are great Christmas presents.
Well, what I'd be interested to know too is if we've got all these old logos, maybe for the 40th, apart from showing them off, are there any we should reprint?
Bring back.
Yeah.
What was your favorite vintage 2SCR logo?
That's it.
I think that this one with the I've never seen this one before with the pills, with the kind of
baroque thing.
Barocca goodness.
Baroque and roll we are.
Barocca roll. That's exactly what this is. And that's the one I'm liking so much.
Yeah, see, I like the music notes.
You like the music notes?
I do. It's so bad, it's kind of good.
Yeah. I love that there's the lady in one of the music notes has some pretty great Dame Edna glasses
on. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a bit kind of cisgender, but that's all right. We're okay with that.
Oh, we love it.
We just need to diversify and maybe do a run.
I also love how many different fonts I've seen the 2SCR FM written in. I feel like we've gone through over 40 years, probably 400 fonts that we've put this, that we've put this logo 400 in.
400 fonts in 40 years.
I think that's exactly what's happened, and I would love to know what your favourite 2SCR font is. Yeah, this one with the brainwaves has probably four different fonts on the t-shirt.
That's so beautiful.
Which is great, and I love it. And it kind of gives
somebody
me
had,
life.
Somebody had fun with Adobe Illustrator back in the day.
Had great fun with like paint on there. All right. Well, Liz, these are wonderful. I can't wait until we do a part two of this as well.
Yeah, when you see the signatures.
Stick around, everyone.
Do you want a preview?
I mean, what's one signature that we should...
Well, we've got one person who signed three different t-shirts.
Okay.
Let's just say, though, it's the type of person who genuinely I'm wondering if we should actually hold on to them, because it's the type of person... Should I tell you who it is or do you want to wait?
Oh, I don't know.
If I was to say it was Rolf Harris, that'd be quite close to being accurate. what do we do with three signed Rolf Harris t-shirts?
Because when they were signed, he was...
Rolf.
Rolf, and now he's... Rolf.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got, but we've got a whole bunch that are signed by the Who's Who and the Who's That that have come through to SER.
I think we should bring t-shirt signing back to the 2SER agenda as well. When we have people in, we should have them sign t-shirts.
Sure. Yeah. Great idea.
But no, stick around, guys. In a couple of weeks, we're going to go through part two of this with our signed t-shirts. But for now, check out those photos online. Let us know any of your memories of these great 2SER t-shirts. Liz, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Jess.